The Gemara continues, Daf Chav Dalad Omid Beis, by the two dots, around 10 lines from the bottom. Loma Mephisin. So, Frank the Gemara, Loma Mephisin. Why you Mephisin? You Mephisin, like we said, or actually the Gears of the Bach is, Arba Pais is Hoyashom. That's the Loshon of the Mishnah. So now the Gemara on that asks, Loma Mephisin, why do we make a Pais? What do you mean Loma Mephisin? Kira Moron. We had a whole sugi in the Gemara before that explains the machloikas and the sakona that came about. There was a stabbing, there was a broken leg. So Drashi show you barmly the machloikas. Of course you're mefisin. Zok the Gemara ela loma mefisin v'chayzim mefisin. The question is, why did they do this four times? It says arba pais hoyisham. What's wrong with banging a pious once, and on that pious distribute all the different things you were planning to raffle off by the four paises. Omer Rabbi Yochanan, the reason you do it again and again, it's kedei lahargish kol azorah, in order to be margish the ganze azorah, zog drashi lashmiya kol amoin, to machna tumul, to make a big shebang. Why? Am rav, lashmiya kol amoin, am rav, kame poemim, shu kovet la melech, that's the din of beroiv amadis melech, shenema bebeis alakim nahalich berogesh. Zog the Gemara, Omer Rabbi Yochanan, kedei lahargish kol azorah, shenema, what are we mafis with? What clothing do the kahanim wear at the time of the goyrel? Rav Nachman omar bebig de choyl. Rav Sheshes omar bebig de koydesh. Rav Nachman with the ches says big de choyl. Rav Sheshes with the shin says big de koydesh. Way to remember. So again, Rav Nachman says big de choyl. That means the kahanim are wearing big de choyl at the time of the pious. After you win, that's when you change it to the Big Day Kodesh. Rav Shesh says, you wear Big Day Kodesh at the time of the pious. Explains the Gemara, Rav Nachman wear Big Day Choyl, the Amut Big Day Kodesh, Ika Bala Zroi is the Chamsi V'Avdi. If you're going to wear Big Day Kodesh, so there might be Bala Zroim, strong people, enabled people, the Chamsi V'Avdi, Zog Drashi, Af Opishloi Zocha Begoyl, they're wearing the Big Day Kodesh already, it's just a question of now doing the job. So they'll do the job, they'll jump ahead, they're strong. So you make sure you wear big dechol. You have to go change. That already, Balizroya, not going to go change and then also take something that's not theirs. But if you're already prepped and you're wearing everything, then we're choishish. That's what Rav Nachman says, daft the big dechol. Rav Sheish, I'm a big dechoidish. The Amid big dechol. If you're going to say big dechol, agav chavivusei mikri v'avdi. He's choishish fakert. If you're wearing big dechol, the winner might be so excited. He won the lottery. He's going to go do the avoida before he changed the big dechoidish. So Drashi Mikav Avdi avoid the big dechol oison shezochol efayis. So mainly we make sure he wears big day koidesh like this. He will not go jump ahead. Agav chibusa. Even if he does, he's wearing big day koidesh. The Gemara is going to say soon. It took place in Lishkas Hagozes. That's going to be one of the rayas. Exactly, was it koidesh? Was it chol? We'll see in the Gemara. When? If they wore Kongtav Sheshes? If they wore B'Shas the Pais? This is a Hechsher Avoida, maybe. You're getting ready for the Avoida.
You're allowed to
be Nerefam here, Tois says, correct? Zog the Gemara, Omer Rav Nachman. No Issa, like we said in Tois. No Issa to wear big Dekonish. Tois on the top. Chov Gimel, Omer Beis on the top. Zog the Gemara, Omer Rav Nachman. Mino Amino Lo, the Tanan. Rav Nachman, it says, Big Dechoil, what's his Makar? The Tanan, it says in the Mishnah, in Tomid, as follows. Mosu nechazonin, they were Moiser, the winner of the Pais of the Chazonim, the Shamoshin and Chazonim, the Shamoshin Zagdashi, Voyam Avshitin, he says, Big Dan, and they removed their clothing. Veloyam Anichan Aleim, Elamichlasayim. That means they removed their clothing, and all they had left was the Michnasayim. Now, this implies that what? That you're removing the clothing and you have left the michnasayim. Zog again, moitzin lechazonim v'yom avshit noisin b'gdeim v'loyim anichim aleim ela michnasayim bilvad. All they had left was michnasayim. So zog Rav Nachman, my love ba'oison shezochu lepayis. This implies the winner of the pious, he's the one that you remove this clothing, and he only has left over the michnasayim. Now, that means that they're wearing Big Day Choyl until you put on the Big Day Kodesh. You remove the clothing that he's wearing because he won. and he still has left the Michnasayim because of Tznius. And then you switch that over, and then you switch, after he's wearing the other clothing, the Ksoinus, then you take off the Michnasayim, you put on the Big Day Kodesh. Zok the Tais Yishonim. That's Midmar's Kasha. You have to wear first Michnasayim. That's Midmar's Kasha. So again, so my lab oizen shezoch olafayis. Zok the Tais Yishonim. They left on the Michnes Echoil. That means you're wearing Michnes Echoil and you leave on the Michnes Echoil. Ad sheyil b'shu big dekodesh, until you put on the big dekodesh, and then you put on the Michnesayim. What's Rav Nachman's raya that this is what we're talking about? We're not talking about the ones that did not win the pious. Why? Because that's what Shesh is going to say. If we're talking about the ones that were not zoicha, so she'll be some big dekodesh. And you want to say that they're wearing big dekodesh already? Lasses pious in order to prep for the pious. Vachrif shi to oisim, and then you remove the big dekodesh for the losers. Afilu michnas dekodesh lo yemanichem lalein. Why in the world would you leave big dekodesh on them? The michnasayim, they're lost. Take off all the big dekodesh. Elohoyim afshit in akol. So that's Rav Nachman's raya that we're talking about. Be'oishon shezochul pious, and not be'oishon shaloizochul pious. And they did, and they wore the big dekodesh, and you're removing it. No, they wore the big dekoil. You remove the big dekoil because on the winner, and you leave the michnasayim, and then you put on the michnasayim. Zog the Gemara. Omer Rav Huna by Yehuda, Omer Rav Sheshes the Baplukta of Nachman, Loi, no, Ba'oison Shaloi Zochel Pais. We're talking about the ones that did not win the pious. And like we just said now in the Teshonim, the Hainu, that everyone wore Big Day Kodesh, and you removed the Big Day Kodesh. And Rav Sheshes says, Hochana Mistavra. Zog Rashi Shaloi Zochel Pais, Hoi Mafshitin Big Day Kodesh Shefisu Ba'en. Because Rav Sheshes holds that you wore the Big Day Kodesh B'shas the Goral, and you removed the Big Day Kodesh. And I'll bring you a raya, Hochna Mistavra. And that's your kasha belly. The Isak that was the Zochel Pius, if we're talking about the ones that won the Pius, and then you remove the Big Day Choyl, and the last thing on is the Michlasayim, and then you put on Michlasayim Kodesh, Loyer Minich Aleim Ela Michlasayim Bilvad, that means that you leave the Big Day Choyl on the Michlasayim, Votanya will not be in a Bison, not like that. Minayim Shle Dova Kodim Michlasayim, there shouldn't be anything before the Michlasayim, Bishas, that they put on Michlasayim, this will be the first one. Talmud Loimar, Umichlasay Vad, you al besoroi. The Michnes Evad have to be on the Bosor, and it can't be anything else. So it's a raya Zokrav Sheshes that we're not talking about Be'oyson Shezokh Lepais, because that would be very schwer to understand that Shaloya Dova Kodim Michlasayim after all. It can't be that the Michlasayim remain on Choyl and then you put on Kodesh. Now, Yesh Lodun, the Biskrova, has a shtickle on this whole Gemara, because this Gemara is just saying really that the Michnes Evad have to be the first thing and not something under it. Al Besoroi. But over here, it's not really a steer. Here's a question in Seda Advarim. What goes on first? That's not what it says in this Gemara. This Gemara, Shloi Dovah Kohen Mechasayim, that means there can't be Chatzitza in the Mechasayim. And that means the Mechasayim has to be the thing directly Al Besoroi. But the Gemara is assuming right now that just like Mechasayim can't have a Chatzitza, it's in Seda Advarim also. It has to be first. And according to Rav Nachman, it's not first, it's last. V'idoch. So how's Rav Nachman going to answer this kasha? It's an obvious kasha. How do you understand this? So the Gemara, Holoi Kasha, Hochi Katoni. You have to read the brides a little different. It doesn't mean that loy manichem alein ela michlasayim belvad, that that's the last thing that's still remaining, and then only then they put on kodesh after they put on all the other kodesh. No, it means as follows: hori koman, hori katoni, at she oiden alein big dechoil, while he's still wearing the big dechoil, because the Nachman Shita is by the pious, he wear the big dechoil, malbishin oisem michlasay kodesh, then you put on the big kodesh. Before you remove all the other big dechoil, and after you put on the michasayim first, voyim afshitin ois a big dechoil, and then you remove all the other clothing. Veloyim anichin ela michasayim belvad. That means the michasayim was the one that was before. Not like we learned before. Michasayim belvad means the last thing that you still have on you. It was saying now, no, that before you remove the other big dechoil, you put on already the big dekodesh. That means that he's wearing out only michnas ekodesh, because that's the first thing that you put on him. And that's what Nachman's going to have to answer, l'shitosai, because Avari doesn't want to go forget from the brayso that it says that michasayim is the first. So that was shitz Rav Nachman, that you wear big dechoil b'shas the pais. Omer Rav Sheshes. Rav Sheshes says, "Meno amin aloha." How do I know my shita? Rav Sheshes says that you wear big dekodesh. Meno amin aloha. The Tanya, we learned as follows. Lishkas Hagozes came in besilki gedoy lahoisa. Lishkas Hagozes was the place that they made the fire, Zog Rashi. It was a besilki. Besilki, Zog Rashi, like a balcony. Bayis gavoya shal aliyah. Pious, the pious took place b'mizrocha, on the mizrach side of that Lishkas Hagozes. That's where they stood in a circle. We'll see in a second. V'zokon yoyshev b'marova. And a zokain sat, yoyshev means he sat, clearly it was in choyl pashtas, zokain yoyshev b'marova. The zokain was yoyshev in the ma'irav side of this Lishkas Hagozes. And the kahanim stood in a circle like a bechulio, which means a circle. So Rashi, ogol shekorinushka, and the zokin of the bezdin, he was the murder to say that paisin was yoishev b'marova. V'hamemuna bo v'noitel mitznefes miroishoy. The mamuna came and took off the mitznefes off his head. Shalecha mehen. And now you know from there you start. Now, the fact that it says he took off a mitznefes, that means he's wearing begodim. Big de koidish. Big de choil. So it's a clear raya from the etzim seid of the pious that he's wearing a mitznefes, that he's wearing big de koidish, b'shas the pious. Zogdemor, it's not a raya. No. Lo oilom ken zain, that it's big de choil. Aye, what does mitznefes mean? There was such a, we find a precedent of having something which looks like Big Day Kodesh, has the same texture, everything, but it's not Big Day Kodesh. In Keretoni Rav Yuda, Vitem Rav Shmuel Bar Yuda, Koyin She'osla Ima Kesoynes, Oivet Ba'avodes Yochid. The mother of the Kahanim wanted to show Azahava they had for the sons, for the Avodah that they're doing. They made for them, Ke'en Big Day Kuna. But it wasn't Big Day Kuna, because Big Day Kuna have to come from the Tzibur. So even if they didn't really give it to the Tzibur, it's only Avodah Yochid we allow you to do with it. They did not allow it to do Avodah Tzibur. Avodah Tzibur would be something that you would have to come to begotten from the Tzibur, because the Tzibur wants a kapara. So it can't be, even if the mother said, okay, I'm giving it to the Tzibur, they were choishish, it wasn't in the scene of Yofa. It wasn't really given over. So they only allowed Avodah Yochid for this type of thing that the mother wore. So we're saying the same thing over here. That's this mitznefes that they wore. Lo'olam, it's big day choil. It's not a riot to Rav Sheshes, big day koidish. It's big day choil, and it happens to be like the mitznefes, and that's what we're referring to. Zok Rashi. Kedektoni Rav Shmuel Bar Yehuda l'kamon fer gimel. Sho yam yisein shakahanim oysel v'neim mishalehem kimen big day kuna l'haroys tiferes oishron to show their wealth v'noy melachton v'kamen mahadus mitzvahs. The Ketoni Koyin Shosala Imay Ksoinis Loif Shav Oyvid Ba'avodas Yochid. Davka Avodas Yochid. But a Shal Tzibur is Osir. Because it doesn't come from Tzibur. The Tzibur doesn't agree. They want a Kapora coming from Avodas Tzibur that comes from them. So the Choshesh, even if she gave it, that it wasn't Matana Yofa. Now, Tosis over here points out that Noitel Mitznefesh Alecha Mehem Mikan Kosha Lefirush Rivo. We had a Tosis earlier also. I believe in David Beis it was. David Beis on Beis. Mikan kosh lefirush rivo de pirush de shal koyin hedyet kuya mikbas lefishir rechova. Koyin hedyet, it's called a mikbas. It did not wear the tzitz. It only wore the tefillin. So it was rechova. It was different. V'shal koyin gol mitznefes, like the Torah describes a different name. Shik tzora lefishir tzorech laniach tefillin v'tzitz. You need to put both on. So how does the Gemara call mitznefes? We're not talking about Kohen Gadol over here. That's not fair. Loshen Teir Lechud, Loshen Chom Lechud. In the Torah, it's not called Mikbas and mitznefes. And over here, Meduktik, it should have been Mikbas. But Loshen Chachomim Lechud, when we're talking about Stam and a hat, we can call it mitznefes, even though we're talking about Kohen Hedyet. Zog the Gemara. Omar Abaya. Shma Mino. From here we see Lishkas Hagozes. Oh, you were asking, where is it located? Lishkas Hagozes, chetzi b'koidish v'chetzi b'choil. Half of it is in koidish and half of it is in choil. That's one shmamino. We'll see soon why. Because of the yeshiva of the zokin. V'shmamino, shnei psochim hoyu lo, it had to have two openings. Because if it has only one opening, then it doesn't make a difference where it's located. The opening to where it's open to gives it a din of that place. Zok the mongo, the two openings were echad pasuch b'koidish v'echad pasuch b'choil. And the Gemara brings the Rayas. The Isal Kedaitach, if you're going to say, Kulam Bekoidesh, that it's all Bekoidesh. So Zokin Yoshe Bemarova, it says Zokin Yoshe Marova, how could you sit? V'om Amarin Yeshiva Ba'azor, L'malcha Beis David Bilvad, And Malchut Beis Dovid is special. They can sit, but not Malchut Beis Dovid, not on Sidna Zorah. And if you're going to say it's Kula B'choil, so that's klar that it's B'koidish. I'm sorry, that's klar that it's B'choil, because it can't be B'koidish, because ain't Yeshiva, only Malchut Beis Dovid, so the Zokin can't be Yoshev. So it's clear B'choil. Now, if you're going to say it's totally B'choil, V'yisakadayt Kula B'choil, Pais b'mizracha. How could you say the pais took in place in the mizrach that it says in the b'raisa, which is also choil? V'abeinon bebeis elokim nahalech b'rogesh. We just had the gemara on bebeis. You need bebeis elokim. You need bebeis elokim means kodesh, and it's felt in bebeis elokim if it's b'choil. So ibazoy, it must be that it's chetzi kodesh too. V'leika eloshmamino chetzi b'kodesh v'chetzi b'choil. It's half half. The zaken is yoshim in the choil part, and the pais bebeis elokim nahalech b'rogesh is in the kodesh part. Now the gemara continues. What you said?
Bring the raya from Sanhedrin. They said, okay,
that's Enochanami. That's another raya. But this is the sugya that the Gemara bring from raya from here. Enochanami.
It was half and half. I'm saying he was one person they will accept.
The Gemara is going to discuss right now what the number was. Was it half and half? His sonim thinks all cheshbon. And if you're going to say there's only one Pesach and not two Pesachim, upasuach lekodesh, and it's open to the kodesh part. So zok the Gemara. What does it help me if the Zokin is in the Chol part? Zokin Yoshim HaRova. It doesn't help me if it's Pesuch LeKoydesh. V'otnan, Halishkois Abnu is B'chol, U'Pesuchas LeKoydesh, Toichon Koydesh. So even though if the Zokin is sitting in the Chol part, if it's open LeKoydesh, it's called Koydesh. And then Yeshiva Bazorah. Now, if you're going to tell me the opposite, V'yisakadaitach Pesuch LeChol, it's open to the Chol, so then what does it help me? Pais B'mizrocha, which is assumed he's in the Koydesh part. V'otnan, the opposite. Benuyas bekoidish of psuchas lechoil. Even if it's in the koidish, but it's pesuach lechoil, it doesn't give it the status of koidish. Toichan is choil. So how could you make the pais felt in beis alakim nalach berogesh? Elo lav shvamino shnei psuchim oylo. Echad pesuach lekoid bekoidish ve'echad pesuach lechoil. So we established it's chetzi chetzi. We'll see soon why chetzi. You're saying it should be a whatever amount as long as the zokin can fit there, and also establishing it's two psuchim because. If it's not open to that, if it's open to that area, it gives it that din. So there has to be both openings to give it both dinim. And a melech, you can have the zok and yoshev, and you can have the bali pious being in kodesh. Zok the tais shonim, chetzi b'kodesh, chetzi b'chol, v'shnei psochim hoyulo, echad pesuach l'kodesh, echad pesuach l'chol. V'oimer Rebbe, the chetzi benua b'kodesh, half is built in kodesh, the chetzi benua b'chol, lefikoch pesach shel chol, hoyamoyshech l'chol, habonui b'chol. V'chein Pesach shel Kodesh, Moishach leKodesh, Habonah beKodesh. Avol, im hoyo shlish beKodesh. If it only be one third in Kodesh, ubei shlish in beChol, ein Pesach shel Kodesh, Moishach leKodesh, elo Habonu boy. The Pesach doesn't just automatically give it a status of half is mine and half is that Pesach's. It depends where it's built. If it's built in Chol or in Kodesh, that amount is how much it's Moishach. Ela abonu boy, v'ochi mashma ocha de ko'omar, chetzi b'choil v'chetzi b'koidesh, v'chei mashma na'am b'sechel ma'asheni. So that's how the Tosfos Shonim learned. Tosfos and Daf Yud Beis, you look over there, seems differently over there. Bal Koponim, Tosfos is clearly saying that it's not totally in automatically that Pesach is Moishach chetzi. It's totally in where it's bonui, and then the Pesach can be Moishach that amount, that chelik.
Only when there's two psochim.
When there's two psochim, that's conflicting one against another. Correct. When there's two psachim, each one is pulling to the other side. Now, Tosis over here, Legabe Ein Yeshiva Ba'azoga, a few lines down says, a big yisoid, that even though there's no Yeshiva in Azoga, but Oymer Rivom, Oymer Ri, Berab Avrom, the Afagav, the Yeshiva Ba'azoga, Elon Malcha Beis Dovid, had a middle of the Dvorim, the Lav Tzorech Avoida. Somebody that's not Tzorech Avoida, you can't sit. Aval Achila Tzorech Avoida. Yes, Ein Yeshiva Ba'azoga. But if you have to eat, you're allowed to sit. That's called tzorech avoda. Diksiv ochlu oisem asher kupa b'hem. It's a chelik lekaporas and ma'aseh achila. Can't eat standing. That's not the way of eating. Shakanim oichlim u'bayla miskaprim. Mishri shori. And that's why taki, even the sleeping, if you have to be 7 days meluim, according to some, we say that's good for why it was even in kodesh yaladu, because that's the way to do it. You have no choice. But here we're saying it's tzorech avoda. That's a machila. So it's mushri shori. V'otzi shapi nami or the poruch perak shen izvachim. Gabi kiddush d'ayim v'gaglayim in akir. The poruch v'leisiv meisiv. How do you sit by kiddush d'aglayim? Avgat d'abazor ava. Tzorech avoy d'ashori. This is the way. You can't be mekadish d'ayim v'gaglayim unless you sit. You can't stand like an acrobatic stunt. So meila, it's mutter, it's tzorech avoy d'ashori. Ava pa'iz d'ocho. Mashenged etzem pious loy choshev tzorich avoda. For that, you can't say that maybe you can sit. No, the efsha b'loy pious. You don't need this whole thing. Then Tosfos wants to say another reason. Hanitam de muta leishav alecha kochim de bachilas kochim siv lemoshcha velegdula kederach shamlochim oiklim v'ainim yushev melochim do not eat on the run standing. So that's kederach shamlochim oiklim is dafka b'yeshiva. Tosfos on the bottom says v'abeinam beis alekim nalech berogesh tema. Came to be in pious b'kodesh, since you need a pious in kodesh, like we said, amay lohoyim mefais in ba'azora atzmo de kodesh tvei. This is the bomb kasha. If you need pious b'kodesh, just go into the azora, which is more mekodesh. What if they do it in lishkas agozes? V'oymer benitam came on the noita mitznaftoi, since he removes the mitznefes. Shall echomen gnai hoyolamet below mitznefes ba'azora. It's a gnai to stand there without a mitznefes. You stand begilu roish. And then Tosfos says, "V'Rab Yitzchak Baruch Pirush Pshum Dava Kaima Bechulyor." Since we're in a circle, in my Mefaisim Bazora, Hoyachem Aleich Hashem. Then ultimately, one part of the circle is going to be the back against Eich Hashem, so he can't be in the Azora. Now, the Etzem Din that Tosfos says that you remove the Mitznefes as a Gnai, so you're standing in the Lishka Begilu Roish is standing Vice Tosfos is not a problem. So the Magen Avraham Taka says that in Reish Pei Beis, that Gilu Roish without walking, Amida alone, in the Azora, it's a Gnai even by Amida Vaistos. But in the Lishka, wearing Gilu Roish without Halicha, so that Medina would be Mutter, and that's a Chara what they did. That's what the Magen Avraham learns. However,
find a different
answer. What did you say?
Find a different answer.
Which is?
What do you take with his hat? Hold his
hand up. Oh, that's a good question. But there's other Eitzes that others Mepharshim learn up. The Shari Tshuva B'Shem the Bchor Shor says that they removed the hat, but Ochev HaKehanim were Mechasim Roishom B'Yodom. Someone else's Yad, your own Yad, is not called the Kisu Roish, but someone else's is, and that's what took place B'Shas the Pais. The Rambam Mitzvidin Musofin Perek Dalet says that they took off the Mitzvah to know where to start, and they put it right back on him. And the Tiferes Yisrael says, how did they put it back on him? Upside down, in case you forgot where you're holding the cheshbon, where did I start? So you know from the upside down mitznefes. So that's the new way to start from. Akaponim, they hold that even by Amida, clearly, by Makam Echad, it would be also. That's where you have to find these eitzes of the hand or upside down mitznefes. Lemaisa, the Mishabu, and the priest can come out that even though Me'ikir Adin, only when you go Gilu Roish outside, we're not covered by a building, or only when you're learning, when you're davening, but la halacha l'dina bizman hazeh, there's an issa to go even yoshe bebeisoy begilui roish. Zok the Mishnah. Ha-pais ha-sheni, the second pais is mi shoychet, mi zoychek, mi medashin mi zbeach ha-pnimi, u medashin ha-samanoyre. The pais sheni has all these stellars included. Who does the shchita, the zrika, the dish mizbeach ha-pnimi, and dish ha-samanoyre. Umi male evorim the kevesh, who's male devorim to the kevesh? What are the evorim? There's nine different stellas of being male devorim. Ha roish va regel. Number one is the roish and the regel. Which regels are drashi tell you mean? The koyin echod. One koyin carries the roish and the regel. The roish is very heavy, and the regel tell you mean. Now, ultimately, he's going to have to carry the regel in his left hand. Zogin the meforshim, Tosfos ben Peretz actually says, the Rishon says, that even though it's an avoida besmoil, you're doing a halacha. And avoid it's not called an avoid b'smoil when you're carrying the roish in your right hand and the regel yamin of the behema, the back leg, in your left hand, because that is the way you can do it. So that's not called an avoid b'smoil. So a roish v'aregel is one. V'shtei ayedayim, that means the front two legs of the animal, a second one, a second koyin. Ha'ukets v'aregel. The ukets is the zonov, and the regel smoil of the front leg is a third koyin. V'achoze v'agegel, the choze is the shuman that's roye the karka. And you cut it from both sides without the Rosh Hashanah. And the Geira is the Tzavar. We have Mechuba over there, the Kohen, the Kovet, and the Lev. The Chozev HaGeira is the fourth Kohen. The Shtei Atfanos is the fifth Kohen. The Kerbayim and the Innards is the sixth Kohen. The Soiles, the Isoran for the Mincha that they bring with the Tomid, is the seventh Kohen. The Chavitin that are made in the Machvas, that the Kohen Gadol brings every day, it's the eighth Kohen. The Hayayin and the Yayin that has to bring the Shloshah Lugin together is a ninth Koyin. So nine Koyanim, but four Avodis in the beginning, it's 13 altogether. That 13 Paises included in the Pais HaSheni. Zok the Mishnah Shloisha say Kahanim Zochaboy, Omer ben Azel lefnei Rabbi Akiva Mishum Shuba Derech Hiluchay Yoykorev. He says it's all Derech Hiluchay.
In Daf Yomi you're learning now Elu Treifes. Mamish all these Evorim they're learning in Daf Yomi. Mezet Medor Hind in the Omer Yomi in the Mishnah. So it's Derech Hiluchay. I mean the animal, the way he walks, his head is first, then goes the all the limbs are enumerated Derech Hiluchay. Zok the Gemara Ibayelu the last Bayin the Gemara she Mefaisin Avoid the Achas Mefaisin when the Mefais is it for one Avoid meaning Mishoychet. And then when after he's zoicha to the shechita, they make another pious for the other 12 avoiders. And pshat is that one pshat? Or do we say no? You make one pious and the shechit wins and automatically the other ones go simultaneously, chronologically, who's next to whom gets the next one. Oy dilma, l'chol avoider v'avoider mefaisin. Meaning, k'she mefaisin l'avoider achas mefaisin is only one avoider for the shechita and then the next winner up is the one next to him, the shechit, and the next one is the next one after him. That's all 13. And that means the second pious included 13 pious, really. There were four pious. Now, it's much more than four. It's not a raya. The four times they go enter into Lishka Godes, it's four pious, but in each individual one, there were numerous pious before every avoidance. Dr. Rashi, the two tzedodim. Now the Gemara before we had just before the Mishnah that said the Yisoid of Ein Yeshiva Ba'azora, so Rashi brings a pasuk Shenemar Lamoid L'Shores Ha'Omdim Shom Lefnei Hashem. So this pasuk is the Mishnah Melech learns that really it's nasmachta ba'alma because the pashas of the pasuk is referring to that when you do the avoida, the b'shas the avoida it has to be lamed l'sharis. But here we're talking about not b'shas avoida. Here we're talking about stam the din of ein yeshiva ba'zora. So that's an nasmachta ba'alma that we derive from this pasuk. Now the Gemara said before that chetzi b'koidish chetzi b'choil. Now if it's only for the zokin that he should be b'choil because he has to be yoshiv. So why does it have to be a ganza chetzia? So that's not shver because the Sanhedrin also was in Lishkas Hagozes and they were also Yoisha b'shas the din. So Mele, because it's Sanhedrin, you need to attack a ganza chetzia and it won't suffice just having a small piece for the zokein. All right, we'll stop over here. The bottom of the moment.